The doctor is in.
Doctor?
Doctor.
Congratulations for being on time for your regularly scheduled appointment.
The doctor is ready to see you now.
It's time for an exclusive hour of consultation and information you will not hear anywhere else with a nationally known dental health expert and speaker.
Let me give you one piece of advice. He knows more than you can imagine.
Stay tuned to hear life-changing stories, insider info, and more. This is the Dr. Shoup Show, continuing the conversation day and night at ddsradio.com. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you very much for being here on the program with me. And I will say Happy New Year again for the, I'm sure you've heard it for the umpteenth time, but nonetheless, it's always great to start the new year with a greeting and a thank you because you have been absolutely instrumental in creating the format of the program. Really, we try to be incredibly responsive to those questions that you want us to talk about, those topics that are important to you. And today is no different in Dental School 101. We're going to talk about that because we're going to talk about how dentists can help you with the number two most common New Year's resolution. I'll throw in and tell you what number one is, but we're actually going to discuss the number two most common New Year's resolution in Dental School 101. And in Ask the Expert, I'm going to talk about, and you and I will discuss, how your mouth is really similar in a lot of ways to a coral reef at the bottom of the ocean. Yes, your mouth, very similar in a lot of ways to a coral reef that you go scuba diving on or snorkeling on, has all little cool fishies and all that kind of stuff. And it's not because there's crawly things all over the place. Let me just get that out of the way right off the bat. It's not gross. It's actually very, very cool. And you get to meet my friend Linda, who is as close to a celebrity as I'm going to get probably in my practice. And she's going to tell you how we met because I sent her a letter. That's how I got her as a patient. But first, what we're going to talk about is, when little Johnny, little Sally gets runny nose, gets a cough, gets stuffy ears, all that kind of stuff, and they're nagging and really just going crazy and you've got to get them better, do you take them to the doctor and get them medicine or do you just let them go? I'm going to tell you right now.
Time to go under the microscope.
How soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me. I'm a doctor.
No, I mean, I'm just not sure.
Well, can't you take a guess?
Well, not for another 2 hours.
You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?
Well, it is true that we are in the midst of all of the cough, sore throat, runny nose, earache season. And when our children get these sorts of maladies, we are absolutely as miserable as they are. I am a parent, just like I'm sure many of you listening are. And at 2 a.m, when they can't sleep and they are cranky and all they do is cry, you simply want to gather them up, take them to the doctor, give me drugs, help me make them better so that I can get some sleep and so that they can start feeling better. Well, there's a massive amount of new information and research out that says that may not be the thing that you really need and ought to do. And so recently there was published in the Reuters Health out of New York, Dr. Matthew Thompson from the University of Washington in Seattle and his colleagues analyzed 48 different studies on children with these common cold symptoms, 48 of them. They then did their own research. They then took a whole group of children and they treated some of these children that had cold, runny nose, sore throat, earache symptoms with over-the-counter medicine. They gave another group of these children just a placebo pill, what you commonly call sugar pill, or they gave them nothing. They just said, tough it out. And here, do things to make yourself feel better, but that's about it. Here's what they found out. This is really cool. Children's coughs and colds can last up to 2 to 3 weeks, and earaches may have a week to get better, according to this new review of all these past studies. The researcher said that they hope the findings will help reassure both doctors and parents that respiratory symptoms can last longer than previously appreciated, and they typically do not require treatment. Now, here's the thing. parents have been schooled over the years, both in the U.S. and the U.K., that these symptoms, when your kiddo gets sick, if you do the right things, if your doctor does the right things, they should be better in 2 or 3 days. Wrong answer. That's not even close to being right. What we do is we give these kids antibiotics and we pat them on the back and we send them home. And what happens is most all of these things, with one exception, and that's strep throat. That's the one exception. And strep throat really is pretty rare. You don't find it. All of these things are viruses. These viruses last 7, 10, 14 days as a general rule. They run their normal course of events. And here's what the researcher said. Most children's coughs, colds, and respiratory tract infections don't need to be seen by a doctor, with the exception of strep throat. And these infections, because all the other of these infections are commonly caused by viruses. You can feel really crummy from a virus, but the symptoms of fever, runny nose, stuffy nose, cough by themselves aren't dangerous for children. Here's what they recommend, and this is the best, because it's what your grandmother told you to do. Give these kids tea with honey or nasal spray drops to help ease their symptoms. But over-the-counter medicines often don't do much good for young people, and antibiotics don't help these kids at all. Here's how they summarize this whole study. The take-home message is that symptoms of many of these common respiratory tract infections may last a while, and that prolonged symptoms don't necessarily mean that a child needs antibiotics or other medications. And here's the thing. I know. Your little Johnny and your little Sally are special. They're different from every other kid on the planet. And your kids need antibiotics. And you have been programmed to, conditioned to, when your little kid gets sick, it makes you as miserable as they are miserable. And you want them to get better so that you don't have to deal with them being sick. So you run them and you arm twist your physician. Physicians in the United States have been arm-twisted, bullied into giving kids antibiotics when the antibiotics are absolutely, totally, completely inappropriate because they don't do anything. But it's hard to get a belief system out of your head when you say, well, wait a minute, I took little Johnny to the doctor. He gave little Johnny antibiotics, and in 4, 5, or 6 days, little Johnny was feeling better. Therefore, it must have been from the antibiotics. What this study, 48 other studies, a zillion other studies are trying to tell you is little Johnny would have gotten better anyway without the antibiotics. You say, well, what's the harm of giving antibiotics? Go ahead, just in case, just maybe. My kid's different. My kid's special. No, he's not. He's a human being, and he's got a virus. The harm is we're creating all these highly, highly drug-resistant bacteria that get little doses of these antibiotics all willy-nilly all over the place. And when little Johnny really, honest to gosh, does need an antibiotic, it's not going to work. I've gotten cold, flu, sinus, congestion, runny nose, earache, sore throat. And for the last, 6 years, I have taken zip, nada, nothing, no antibiotics. I simply treat it just, with hot tea and honey and chicken noodle soup, all the stuff grandmother told you to do, and I heal up and do just fine. I find that over time, I get fewer and fewer and fewer of these because my body has built up a really good immune system to fight these things off. So the take-home message is, I know that they're sick. I know that they're miserable. I know you're miserable. I get it. I understand. But running them to the doctor, arm-twisting the doctor for antibiotics, putting your kids on antibiotics is absolutely the wrong thing to do. Let their little bodies heal themselves up. You will be happier. They'll be better for it. And the whole world will spin more evenly and true on its axis because you've done the right thing. Congratulations, parents. I know you can do it. I know at 2 a.m, it's going to be rotten and really a bumpy road, but hang in there. It will get better. Now, so up next, how your dentist can be instrumental in helping you with the number 2 most common New Year's resolution right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. Yes, healthcare costs are on the rise, but you mustn't neglect taking care of your physical well-being. That's why the doctor goes beyond talking teeth. This is the Dr. Shoup Show, discussing whole body health while making you a smarter dental consumer. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it's always good to have you here. I really appreciate it. So pour yourself a cup of coffee, pull up your chair. We're going to have a really good discussion about something that we've touched on before, but over the holidays that we've just passed through, I'll tell you about a personal experience that I had, and then we'll talk to you about how dentistry can help you with the number two most common New Year's resolution. And I know you're all just sitting there on pins and needles trying to figure out, well, what are they? Well, I would guess you would already have a pretty short list of maybe the top three or four or five New Year's resolutions as a general rule. And so, all right, so number one, what's the number one most common, most prevalent New Year's resolution? You're right. Weight loss and exercise. Absolutely, positively, you're there. That's what the number one is, really far and away. All right, so we're going to talk about the number two most common New Year's resolution. What is the number two most common New Year's resolution? Saving money? No. You're close. Changing your in-laws? No. You're close. Stop smoking. The number two most common universal New Year's resolution, I'm going to quit smoking in 2014. And dentistry can actually be instrumental. And honestly, with the assistance of a dentist, we can show you the way to have the most successful smoking cessation program on the planet. But here's the personal thing that happened to me. Got back from having a little time off over the Christmas holidays. A cardboard box, package kind of box, was in my mail. Brought it in with all the other stuff, threw it down the counter, sorting through all these sorts of things, and it says, "A special gift for you." I thought, okay, somebody sent me a gift. It was about the size of what would be a book. If you ever ordered a single book from Amazon or someplace, it came in that size of a package, about the same shape as well. I opened this thing up, very nice gift package appearance inside, opened it up, and it was a free electronic cigarette. Now, if they had done any sort of background at all, they would understand this was a wasted effort sending this to me. And so whatever their demographics were that they were looking, whatever algorithms that they were cranking through their computer but my worry is that they simply sent these things out to everybody. And this is terrible. So I opened this thing up, and sure enough, lo and behold, here is this electronic cigarette thing that plugs into a USB port on a computer, and that's what charges and recharges it. It had this little cartridge thing, and it assembled like how you would assemble a ballpoint pen. You know, you unscrew it in the middle, and then there's the insides that slide in and springs and stuff, and you put them back together and screw them together. This is the way this cigarette thing assembled. But the kicker was, here's the thing. They gave you about 3/4 of the gear that you needed to make this thing work. You had to buy the last piece of the puzzle. In essence, they gave you the outside of the ink pen and they gave you the spring, but they didn't give you the cartridge inside that actually had the ink in it. You had to go buy that from them. But here's the thing. These e-cigarettes are absolutely all over the marketplace right now. There are 250 different brands of e-cigarettes currently on the market. And here's the kicker. Because e-cigarettes are not currently marketed either as tobacco products or as devices having a therapeutic purpose. Therapeutic purpose means these are not smoking cessation devices. Because they're not they're not a tobacco product. They're not, you don't set anything on fire and burn it. And they're not, they say they're not therapeutic. They are not regulated by the FDA at all. In addition, there is currently no regulation of the liquids that they use inside these e-cigarettes. So there is no accepted measures to confirm their purity or safety. And we've talked about this a little bit before in that these e-cigarettes have water vapor in them, and that's what gives you the puffing effect. And what you can, and I saw a group of people sitting around a table smoking these things. And I'll be honest with you, you know, I'm not a fan of smoking at all. I get it. I understand. I know how addictive the whole thing is, but they just looked ridiculous. Some of the ones that they were using were huge. They were like a pipe or a cigar, and they were passing these things around, and they were putting all this water vapor in the air. But the thing is, in these cartridges is highly, highly, highly concentrated nicotine. And it's the nicotine that is the addictive agent to cigarettes. The cigarettes, people put up with the smoke, people put up with all the other tar and all that kind of stuff because their body craves the nicotine. So the producers of these products simply put these little cartridges in there, the little ink cartridges or the little nicotine cartridges, and you simply get a pure slug. Now, they flavor it with stuff, strawberry and lemon and summer mist and all the sort of, you know, happy jazz, to make it taste good. And if you are ever going to market to a younger audience, because it's not a tobacco product and because it is not a therapeutic device, there's no age limit. So a kid that's 10 years old can buy these things. So I was thinking, okay, if I'm at my house, if I had young adolescent kids and I got this thing, opened it up, and well, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, and just threw it in the trash, some 10, 11, 12-year-old kid's going to fish this thing out of the trash and go, I've just hit the jackpot. And so they're going to go, you know, buy the little cartridges and instantly become hooked on nicotine. And now I've got a 10-year-old addicted to nicotine smoker in my house that I didn't have before. So this is what really, really just burns me up. But how is a dentist going to help you if you are a smoker? And I will tell you, through the research, through the time, through the years, here is the number one best way. If you're serious about quitting smoking, here's the number one best way to quit smoking. You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I am your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and we are starting off the new year, as always, trying to be responsive to the things you want to hear about on the program. And the e-cigarettes and New Year's resolution seem to be a top hit right after the first of the year. So that's what we're going to talk about. We have in Microscope Dentistry by Shoup in our practice, and I will tell you, most current, up-to-speed, decent, good dentists will have these programs in their office. If you want to approach your dentist and say, hey, I really am in serious about quitting smoking here this year, and I really would like to get this thing done, and they don't have a response for you, you're probably not in the right place. This stuff has been in place, and we've used it for years. And I'll just be upfront with you. I have no connection, no financial, you know, nobody sends me a dollar for every time anybody takes one of these or whatever. But the product that's on the market right now has by far the highest track record of success of any product we've ever used. It's Chantix. Chantix is absolutely phenomenal. It is a pill that you take. And what Chantix does, the molecule inside the pill, when you take the Chantix pill, goes into your bloodstream, floats around, and it winds up in your brain. There are pleasure receptors in your brain, and the little molecules of nicotine, when you inhale a cigarette, the little nicotine gets into your bloodstream, the little nicotine molecules go up to your brain, and they happen to be an absolutely perfect fit for the pleasure and addiction centers in your brain. And they lock and key fit, and your brain goes, oh man, that is really nice. I really like that. And when they start to dissolve and go away, your brain goes, whoa, I want more. And so you reach in and grab another cigarette. When you take Chantix, its molecules go up into your brain, lop into the little receptors, and your brain goes, oh yeah, baby, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I want. And it reduces your craving for smoking. And so what you do is you take the Chantix pill and you continue to smoke for a 2-week period of time. You do not change your smoking habits any way, shape, or form. What we find is, by the end of the two-week period of time, about 60% of the patients have already quit smoking. There's no need for it. They don't want it. They don't crave it. The medication is taken has taken over. So people find, you know, I've gone all day without a cigarette, and I'm not craving one. Then, after two-week period of time, they ask you, no more smoking. Just use the Chantix. But here's the kicker. If you really want to jumpstart this thing, there is an online support program. Those people that use the Chantix medication and the online support system have in the neighborhood of an 85 to 90% chance of quitting smoking within a month. Absolutely phenomenal. If, now this is unrelated to Chantix, but if you do cognitive talk therapy with a counselor who is an addiction counselor, it is a over 95% success rate adding that extra layer in there. But if you are really dedicated and want to quit, the Chantix program with their online support system is absolutely, positively phenomenal. So that's how your dentist can help you with the number two most common New Year's resolution. There is hope. It does work. It's easy to do. All of the patients that I've run through the Chantix program, I have yet to have anybody fall off the wagon or go back. And we have lots and lots of folks that have gone through the Chantix program. So we can help you with your number two most common New Year's resolution. Okay, up next, I'm going to tell you how your mouth is like a coral reef, beautiful coral reef at the bottom of the ocean, right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show on Freedom 95. Continuing the conversation day and night at ddsradio.com. Smile like you mean it.
Well, it's great to have you here. Thank you very much. I appreciate you hanging on, and I appreciate very much when you go to the website at ddsradio.com, send me information and send me pieces of information that you want to discuss here on the program, and I'll do my best to do it. And I will tell you here, this is how your mouth is like a coral reef. And I know, I bring out these disparate things like, what on earth is a dentist doing about this? Listen, here's the thing. I really enjoy scuba diving. It is one of my absolute passions. I love to do it. It's wonderful. It's relaxing. And I know this maybe sounds a little odd, but you strap scuba gear on me, you throw me over the side of a boat in the ocean, you let me sink down to about 90 or 100 feet with my belly on the sand at the bottom, staring at a coral reef, and I actually could go to sleep. I am so relaxed. It's fascinating. I love it. It's the best. And over this past vacation, I had the opportunity to do just that down in the Florida Keys, and in particular on one particular reef called the Loo Key, L-O-O-K-E-I, Loo Key Coral Reef. It is the last really decent, intact coral reef down along the Florida Keys. And in this adventure I was on, I met a guy that works for the MOTE, M-O-T-E, MOTE, Marine Research Center. And it is a private concern that gets public funding and all this kind of stuff, but they do tons and tons of cool research, and they're trying to figure out how to rebuild the coral reefs. Here's the thing. There is an area called the Atlantic and Caribbean Basin, and that is basically from the Bahamas all around the bottom of Florida, down through the Caribbean, around Cuba, coming back up into the Gulf, this whole big Atlantic and Caribbean Basin. And in the Atlantic Caribbean Basin, 65 to 80% of the coral reefs are dead. Dead, dead. They are, there's no life at all. They are simply bare rock. There's no living coral over the surface of them. And these folks are scrambling to try to figure out, A, what's doing it? How do you stop it? And then how do we repopulate and rebuild the reefs? And this is where dentistry and the coral reef comes together. This is really, really cool. You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I am your host, Dr. Randy Shoup. We're talking about your mouth and coral reefs, believe it or not. Here's what happens. Here's the thing. Coral are fascinating little creatures in that we all think of coral on the bottom of the ocean as a hard rock-like substance, you know, that you ought to be able to beat on with a hammer. Not really true. What the coral itself, the living part of the coral, is soft. It's like skin, and it is a skin of living cells, living creatures over the top of this rock matrix that they build. The coral themselves grab minerals out of the seawater. They grab calcium and phosphate and potassium and carbon and all kinds of stuff out of the seawater. And they build calcium carbonate structures underneath of them that we call rocks. It's limestone. They build this structure that supports them. And over eons of time, it grows and grows and grows and becomes the Great Barrier Reef. It grows and grows and grows and becomes all the coral reefs around all of the islands in the Caribbean. And it grows and grows, but it grows incredibly slowly because these creatures just grow very, very slowly. It was kind of interesting. He was telling me about the research that they do here at this Moat Marine Research Center. When the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf happened, they went over to BP and they said, give us some of the crude oil that's coming up out of the well, and we want to go do some research on it. And so they gave them a big bucket full of the crude oil coming out of the well. And they said, also, give us some of the dispersant that you're using, because that was the big thing. They were spraying this dispersant on the water that makes the crude oil break up into little teeny tiny droplets and sink to the bottom, because there's bacteria at the bottom of the ocean that eats oil all day long. The oil wells aren't the only thing that leak. Oil literally leaks up out of the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico all the time because there's so much oil down there. U.S. gets, I think, roughly about half of its crude oil out of the Gulf of Mexico. And so there's bacteria that eat this stuff up. So, we'll chop it up and then it'll go down. The bacteria will eat it and then everything will be fine. The Moat folks took a great big bucket of crude oil and poured it on top of a living coral reef. And they figure, this is going to kill this coral reef like something fierce. And they just poured it on top of the coral reef. And in about 2 months, they noticed that the crude oil was sliding off of the coral reef. And underneath the coral, underneath where the crude oil was, coral polyps were sitting under there. They weren't real happy, but they were still alive and they were still growing. What they did was they produced a bunch of mucus, and the mucus came up and the crude oil slid on this kind of, mucus goo and slid off of the coral, and the coral then was alive. They sprinkled this dispersant on the coral, and it killed all the coral instantly. So in the Gulf of Mexico, we have about two generations of coral polyps, fish cells, all kinds of stuff that have virtually been wiped out by the dispersant that's supposed to be doing a better job. We would have been better off letting the crude oil accumulate on stuff and then letting Mother Nature clean it off by itself. But anyway, I can you tell I get excited about this stuff? You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I am your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, dentist extraordinaire and scuba diver maven. And so, but here's why the coral reef, and here's what these Moat people are doing. They're taking, because the coral reefs are dying so quickly, they're trying to figure out, how do we get coral to grow faster? And coral grows like bone does. And they took me into their facility down there, and what they're doing is they're taking coral, live coral, and cutting it into little teeny tiny squares, and then spreading it out on a coral reef, and letting it grow together, so that rather than one chunk of coral trying to grow out and cover everything, they have 15 different sites of coral. And one of the things they're using is called BMP, bone morphogenic protein. When you and I have had conversations with Dr. Jay Beagle about implants, when we have talked about how to regenerate bone when they do bone grafting, if your bone has dissolved away from periodontal disease and so forth, we're trying to get this calcium carbonate, calcium phosphate matrix to grow quickly to repair your jaw and grow quickly to solidify implants in your jaw. It is exactly the same thing that the folks at Moat are doing to get the coral reefs to grow faster. So as they were telling me about this stuff, I was kind of throwing in and said, well, how about electronic stimulation? Have you ever done that? And they looked at me like, how did you know about that? In orthopedics, if you have a broken bone that won't heal, it's called a non-union. And there is a really well-documented technique, and we use it in dentistry to some degree, in that if you put an electrode on one side of the break and you put an electrode on the other side of the break and pass a very, very low-level current through the break, through the little cartilage callus that forms, it stimulates the bone to lay down this calcium carbonate, calcium phosphate matrix, and heal the bone. They're doing the same thing on a coral reef. They'll go down under the water, and they've got this giant piece of rock that they want to grow coral over the surface of. They'll put an electrode at one end of the rock and an electrode at the other end of the rock, and then they'll put these little plugs of coral all across, it looks like a checkerboard, all across the top, and they pass this current through the rock, and you know what? It grows coral like crazy. The problem is, though, that when you grow bone really, really quickly, it's not as structurally sound as when bone grows more slowly and has all the interlacings and all the support structures that are in it. So your mouth, your bone, the systems that we use to solidify implants in your head, the systems that we use to help regenerate bone after periodontal disease, the systems that we use to do bone grafting in preparation for an implant or bone grafting to repair a defect in the bone or whatever, are all exactly the same techniques and the same technology that this Moat, M-O-T-E, Moat Marine Institute is using. Go to their website. Go to for Google search Moat Marine Institute, or you can go to our website at ddsradio.com. I'll have a link there that'll take you over to this Moat Marine Institute website. They are more than happy and desperately need donations from people to help keep the research going. They originally got started studying sharks. Everybody was killing sharks. Sharks were nothing but bad, and we absolutely have decimated a really important population of fish called the sharks, and there are a bazillion different kinds of them. Then they expanded over into sea turtles, and now they are trying to rebuild the coral reefs. These folks do phenomenally amazing work. And if you want to dive on the last remaining probably 80%, 75% intact coral reef through the entire, you know, Atlantic Caribbean basin, you got to go down to Ramrod Key in Florida and dive on Lou Key Reef, L-O-O-K-E-I, Lou Key Reef. Now, up next, you get to meet my celebrity friend, Linda, and she'll tell you how we got together in response to a letter I wrote right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show on Freedom 95. It's been a great visit so far. Let's get back to improving your life with exclusive information and consultation. More insider info is online at ddsradio.com. Lives are changing. Here's a Dr. Shoup story.
Well, thanks everybody for being here and getting to meet one of my favorite people on the entire planet. Linda Clemens, how are you, sweetie?
I'm wonderful. So I take it you got the check already from saying that.
Yes, I did. I did. Okay, thank you. I haven't cashed it yet,
so
but it's all good.
It is so good to do this. I'm excited.
You know, every once in a while, a dentist comes across a really, really special person. And you and I have such a relationship that my dental staff thought we were dating for the longest time.
It was so funny because, you know, I guess the way I would walk in, not as the typical patient. I would walk in as if I own the place.
There's nothing typical about you.
Can you imagine going in and giving your dentist a big hug when most people around the country are afraid to go to the dentist? I walk in, give my dentist a big hug. We schedule my appointment so that I can have time to catch up and chat with you.
Yeah, we spend more time talking than
your life and my life, which is not normal.
This is good.
You about different things. So if someone, I was a receptionist or a staff member, and I'm listening, I'm thinking, what's going on here? And then I have to approve who you date and who you don't date. But made them begin to wonder.
I love this.
What does it have to do with cleaning my teeth?
Oh, that's secondary. That's secondary. I want you to tell my listeners how we first met.
Oh, gosh. I remember,
wait a minute. Let me stop for a minute. Linda Clemens is, in her own right, a very, very famous radio personality. And I've actually been on her show.
Several times. You know, Randy, what was so interesting, because I travel around the world as a speaker, a trainer, a body language expert, and all that good stuff. And it was like, I'm going to say well over 15 years ago. And
yes.
I have to say over 15, because if I say the exact same years, then I begin to age myself. But
yeah.
It was well over 15 years ago. I was in a magazine article, and I think at that time it was called Indie Woman. And I had what I call my little seductive smile, if you will. But next thing you know, I get a wonderful letter, you acknowledging and complimenting the article. And then you made a comment, said, Ken, what's a beautiful smile, but, I would love to see an extended smile or something like that. I've got the letter in some box somewhere.
Yeah, you've kept that letter forever.
I have the original letter where we first connected. I'm having a moment right now. I'm sorry. I'm having a moment. But anyway, so I got that, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I love his style. I love the way you just took the time to send a letter to me, and I pick up the phone, called you, and next thing you know, it was history.
And the rest is history. To the Dr. Shoup Show. Hey, I'm Randy Shoup. I am your host.
And to your listening audience, I have the kind of relationship with my dentist that when he had, sometimes in life we all go through ups and downs, and sometimes we have moments in our mind, in our brain, then the brain just shuts off for a minute. When he thought that he was going to retire and perhaps go off to other countries and do good work, which is good. But the fact is, he thought that he was going to retire. Talking about, hitting the fan. I called him on his cell phone.
She calls me at home.
He's accessible, and said, what in the heck are you thinking? Who do you think you are? This was never sent to me for approval. That's the kind of relationship.
And as a matter of fact, I went back to work.
He went right back to work. Just had a little moment that he can just be free for a moment. Can you get that? Too much work to do.
Yeah.
Too many patients that depended on him.
No, I forgot to clear this through Linda.
I've got to say to you, since I've been coming to you, my smile has been more becoming. Oh, my goodness, that's a slogan.
Well, I should patent. I got to register that. That's a mark. That's a mark. I want my listeners to understand. Linda is, when she said she travels the world, she absolutely does. Linda is the number one trainer for sales pretty much across the United States. She is phenomenal. Linda also is a very skilled and an incredibly accomplished motivational speaker, public speaker, and her area of expertise is the empowerment of women to take action and succeed. And so we will have all of her links on our website. So go to ddsradio.com. We'll have all the connections to lindaclemens.com. And if you're looking for a speaker for your women's group or any group, if you want to absolutely rock the house, get Linda. That's all.
Already, thank you.
That's the bottom line on the whole thing.
You mentioned something about women. I want to bring this up for those in the audience who are listening, both men and women, but particularly women. Lots of times you see women who are in key positions and women who are in leadership or women who want to be out there on the main stage. And just their total package looks great. And until they smile or they open their mouth and you look at the dental work, it is so critical. I had a friend a few years ago that had, oral cancer. if you don't just do the basic things to take care of yourself, you know, it makes a difference. We have such a great doctor and patient relationship that to show how much the teeth can give off information, it was like when I lost my mother and then I came in for my cleaning, the first thing you said, you looked at my mouth and said, okay, what's going on in your life? What is happening that is causing so much stress? And I lost my mom, you know, because I was going through this thing because I was very close to my mother. But it's just amazing how much that we can tell, that you can tell just for our health from our mouth. And to be able to have the kind of relationship with your dentist that you can talk and feel comfortable and not be afraid. There's some reason why everyone's afraid to go to the dentist, and you are not the typical dentist. He rides a Harley.
Yeah, motorcycles are good. They're fun. You gotta
he
go
dances.
Have fun.
Yeah, does he have rhythm? You know,
no, like, not so much, crazy. You know, but Linda, you are absolutely the best. I want you to tell folks, now, you know, we have a really incredibly close relationship, and you and I spent some time together, you know, like you said, kind of a long time ago, rebuilding and putting everything back together. And I think sometimes people worry that, okay, if I go and have, you know, my beautiful smile done, my teeth fixed, it's going to be an ongoing thing. We put you back together a long time ago, and you've been fabulous for years, right?
Ever since. And I'm so glad because it just made a difference. You know, I felt that I've always confidence, but it's kind of like Beyonce. I became fierce after that. You just feel good, and when you feel good about yourself, it elevates your attitude and your mental state. And I just felt good. Plus, just come. Let me tell you something. I think most of the time, insurance pays for, I don't know, once or twice a year to see the dentist. Listen to me. For those out there, listen very carefully. I like to go see my dentist and get my teeth cleaned every quarter. Every quarter. That's me. Now, twice a year, if you're able to make a commitment, that because of the, you know, the confidence that I feel in Randy's skills. And of course, Randy, I know your audience knows your background. And
sure.
That you are the dentist teacher. You know, many dentists come from up around the country to consult with you. But it's just that you have a great chair-side manner. Because once again, there's always a reason. You know, people want to improve their smile. They do. But it's the fear factor that they have to get over. It is the fear factor. And I've got to tell you, if you're out there smiling, you may have the greatest smile in the world. I don't care if you've got one little tooth in your head. Randy can give you two or three more.
Linda, golly, there's nothing I like better than talking with you. I swear, you are just one of my favorite people ever, ever. I love you to death. Hey, listen, we're out of time. I need to let you go, but I want to thank you very, very much. And again, I want to tell all my listeners, go to ddsradio.com, and I'm going to hook up with Linda's website at lindaclemens.com, and she would be an absolute asset. You would knock your meeting completely out of the park by having Linda be your keynote, your closer, whatever you need. Have Linda be there, because not only is she phenomenal in terms of just her presence and her presentation, but she carries an absolutely potent message. And so go do that. Linda, I'll let you go. Thank you again. You are wonderful, my dear, and I'll see you at the office next time.
Thank you, Randy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, another great episode, and I hope you enjoy the program as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. And so go to the website at ddsradio.com. Tell me the subjects that you want me to talk about, and I will do my best to put them together for you. If I can ever be of help to you up at Microscope Dentistry by Shoup, maybe one of your New Year's resolution is to get your teeth fixed. I'd be happy to help you do that. So until next time, be sure to brush and floss.
Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, baby, the whole world